Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We're also going to get back into that broadcast from this weekend. Before I do, I got to tell you guys, I'm a little bit distracted today.
What's that?
The new Fortnite. The new Fortnite's out.
Oh, my God.
Did you do the update? What is Fortnite?
Yeah, I'm going to have to call my wife and have her do the update while I'm here so I can get right into playing. Fortnite, the new Chapter 2, all new Fortnite's out. Skin, are you excited? Are you going to be playing it later?
Wait, this is Chapter 2?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I had no idea.
Uh-huh.
Thought we were on 4 or 5 by now.
You thought it was addicting for kids before. Oh, my God. Wow. Now they're going to quit school.
Now we've sprinkled some sugar on
have
it.
Have they added boobies?
Excuse me?
He's talking about Booby Gibson. There's a
Booby Gibson.
And they got a lot of booby traps, too.
Yeah, a lot of booby traps.
Like, how do you make it? How can you change something and make it better?
Guys, let's talk about the CBS broadcast of Cowboys Jets. And a couple different things to get into this. Guys, I don't know if you guys noticed this,
but realized that in the 70s and 80s, just the phrase TNA. Well, it's got a little TNA in it, which means I want to see it.
I don't know what that means.
I'm opposed to it. There's too much TNA in it for
Truth
my taste.
Don't tell your mother I showed you this, boy.
But let me tell you something about your mother. Let
my pastor told me there's too much TNA in that.
While he was sipping on some whiskey.
Okay. Let's dive into the CBS broadcast of Cowboys Jets. And there was a couple of fascinating developments in this thing. Shippy, look this up if you could. Look up the Romo playing chess thing. I want to get into that. I need a few more details on it, though. I'm ill-prepared to talk about that. I do want to just mention it in its insanity. But my favorite thing from the broadcast, this is so random, was the Jim Nantz power stance. And it happened at one point during the game. They go to the suite in which the CBS broadcasters are calling the game. Romo is sitting down in his chair, very professional. And Jim Nantz is sitting, standing up, airing it out. He's got one leg hiked up on a chair, awkwardly so. And it is really hiked up. And, you know, sometimes you try to, like, okay, let's say that there's a footstool nearby you. And you're like, you know what, I want to use that footstool. But it's a little bit too ambitious to use as a footstool. Maybe it's a bad angle. It's a little too high.
Yeah.
But you're like, I'm going to go ahead and use it anyways. And you know in your head you shouldn't be using it as a footstool because it's a little bit uncomfortable. But still, you've decided I'm going to go ahead and do it. He had his foot hiked up on some chair or something, and it was a little too high. It's a casual grown man standing formation that you may go into from time to time, and you're just taking a load off. Mm-hmm. Maybe you got your elbow, your forearm on your knee, and mm-hmm. you're kind of just, you know, one leg up, one leg down. But it was very ambitious because whatever he was setting his foot on, it was very high. It was somewhat sexual in nature.
Okay, so yeah, the if you were to do that, I can only think of two reasons why he would do that. Number one, it got moist down there, and he wanted to air it out.
Yeah.
Or number two, his groin muscles were really tight.
Yeah,
and so and so tight that he had to stretch them out at that moment, or the amount of discomfort he was feeling would lead to a poor broadcast.
Did you see it, KT?
I did see it, and I was very uncomfortable by it, but now that I know a little more. So last night at the Cowboy Hour with Brad Sham, Taylor Stern, of course, Zeke was the guest. Zeke and Brad both commented on how humid the air was in New York. They said it was very moist. You could tell it was very hard to.
Here
so, like, that creates a swamp butt situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, getting that little leverage, the little Captain Morgan stance like that can really help air things out. I think what Jim was doing was needed because what would be worse is the smell throughout the day if you're not airing that thing out.
I think he's right. I think he was trying to avoid some jock situation.
Okay,
later.
But that's fine. That's fine. However, Skin, enlighten us on how a television broadcast works. Don't they say, hey, guys.
We're going to be coming up to you guys in a second. We're coming up to the shot of you guys in the booth. Here we go. Coming out in 3, 2, 1.
And aren't they? And then they show you.
Yeah.
They don't just randomly show you while you got your leg hiked up.
No, and I think it kind of speaks to the idea too. And I'm not sure how old Nance is, but just a certain he's very comfortable.
Like he lives on Pebble Beach. Of course he's comfortable.
Like at this point, he's like
he's 60.
He's like, nothing's taking me down. You realize how long I've been doing this?
The voice of CBS Sports.
He's like, I don't have any Matt Lauer things in my closet. I'm good. Like, I am riding the crest of this and have been doing it for two freaking decades. If I want to air out my junk right now, I can do it. There will be no backlash whatsoever.
He hiked up his leg and went, we're just 6 months away from the Masters.
Yeah.
All right.
Right? Because why else do you do that? You made the reference earlier, which was genius. Maybe he was it was an ode to Captain Morgan.
Yeah.
Nobody stands
maybe
like
that.
Maybe
he was showing Captain off some pants. Like a little, maybe a little secret deal. Maybe not an official endorsement, but maybe he wanted to show off his new Peter Millar jeans or his pants that he got.
Or some socks.
Like, I could see Favre doing that in some Wranglers if he was ever in the booth.
All right. This was another weird story about the broadcast, which I absolutely loved. Did you find it, Shippy?
I did find it.
Okay, yeah. So,
what'd you do with it?
So before the game, Romo's in, you know, Romo's in the suite getting ready to call the game, getting ready to have to endure the Jim Nance power stance. And the way he's so competitive and he's so freaking good at everything. I saw this on Twitter and it just stood out to me. And it's like he had a speed chess match, which every time you play chess, do you hit that little thing, the timer?
Okay, so I think if you're playing real chess.
Okay.
Like, I think, you know.
What does it do? Is there a shot clock? I mean, why does it matter?
You know, I don't know the significance of that.
Okay.
I really don't. I just know whenever I've seen.
I think they're just ordering food.
Whenever I've seen competitive chess, I've seen them make a move and then hit that.
Let's make it official. Bam.
Yeah.
Romo warms up for the game by playing speed chess against some chess champion.
Yeah, he was ranked as high as 12th in the country. And then NFL on CBS says, who wins with a question mark, but I never found a follow-up on who won.
Yeah, I saw nothing else about it besides that one
I think we know who won or else it would be a huge story if Romo just knocked out number 12 in the country before a game right quick.
I give up golf. I'm a chess guy now.
They were going toe-to-toe.
Very fast. You're right.
Very fast. Romo was not intimidated by the number 12 U.S. chess champion.
No, I was super impressed. Do you guys remember the Jonah Hill story on Kimmel?
No.
Okay, so Jonah Hill was on Kimmel about a year or so ago, and Jonah Hill knows nothing about sports.
Yeah.
Nothing. And
he knows who Tony is.
Well, he knows who Tony is because he was with friends who told him who Tony was. Because he was with friends, and they bumped into Romo at a Starbucks, and he brought it up because he knew that Kimmel was friends with Romo, and he said Romo never looked up from his phone because he was competitively playing chess with somebody at the time. And so that was his Romo memory, was that he met Romo, but Romo never looked up with his phone because he was engaged in a chess match on his phone. So Romo is clearly very serious about, I mean, the whole thing about chess, the reason people play it is because it teaches you to think ahead. It teaches you to think 4 or 5 moves ahead. So it's a strategy game, right? And it can train your brain to do certain things. And Romo's approach to football and reading defenses and all these kinds of things is very much aligned with how you would look at a chess match.
I love it. And, dude, he loves competing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't believe they just wheeled in the number 12 chess champ of the United States, and he's just going toe-to-toe with him. Now, if those of you may not know this, some of you may know, some don't, he loves to play Madden. And so he'll go get on Madden, and he'll go play people and try to create unique ways to make it interesting for him because no one can hang with him. Think about how unfair that is,
mm-hmm.
You know, because he knows exactly what you're trying to do offensively and defensively. They say he's even better at defense than he is at offense in Madden. And a lot of times he'll just play defense, and then when you punt the ball to him, he'll punt it right back to you. He won't even play offense just to keep it close.
Right.
Like, he's that good. I enjoyed that story as well. And then one last thing. From the broadcast, and I was totally wrong about this, and a lot of people were wrong about it, but I think it has to do with when something happens and you have the way you receive the information, if you think that it's helping a narrative that you believe in or whatever, you kind of hear what you want to hear. When Romo said that he thought that Jason Garrett's footprints were all over this offense, I immediately thought, okay, that is not complimentary in any way. In fact, I tweeted those exact words. That was not a compliment in any way.
And didn't Dez think the same, right?
Dez thought the exact same thing. Several people did. I think it was Ari Temkin was the one guy who was like, no, I think it was a compliment. Well, I did find out, and I can confirm without any confusion here whatsoever, mm-hmm. that it was meant to be complimentary. He was complimenting Garrett. He was complimenting throwing the ball downfield. Now, we're all stuck in the current Garrett, mm-hmm. where it's like, oh, my God, it's so freaking conservative. It's such a beating. But Romo was kind of, I think, hearkening back to a day in which they threw the ball around quite a bit. And so that's what that was referencing.
I thought what Romo said without saying it was the offense is fine. They just need to tighten up things situationally, which is what's exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. 17 first round down runs in that game, and you were getting 2.9 yards per carry. And they ran the ball a lot on first down because they were trying to protect Dak, but they were really doing the opposite of that by creating second and third and longs. So that's, I mean, I can understand, though, where because it was kind of a vague thing.
Well, yeah. When we went and looked up the offenses from those years, they were very dynamic, and he threw for a lot of touchdowns.
They were slinging right. it, yeah.
I can tell you without any guesswork, that's what he was saying. He was trying to be complimentary.
So how about
he,
that?
So he wasn't dogpiling. So to avoid any confusion, so, he was trying to be complimentary.
So in summary, contract extension for Garrett?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nope.